this bulletin. Easing of lockdown restrictions in New South Wales considered for those vaccinated in September. 1 million extra doses of Pfizer secured from Poland. And in sport, AFL legend Adam Goods encourages Indigenous Australians to get vaccinated. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcatzel. Easing of lockdown restrictions in New South Wales will be considered for September and October if rates of fully vaccinated adults increase. Full vaccination for 70% of the state's adult population could be reached by the end of October and 80% in mid-November at current rates. The state recorded 415 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 4 more deaths, bringing the death toll from the current outbreak to 48. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says greater freedoms will only be granted if case numbers are reduced as well.
Me, as well as members of the team, are very keen to see us provide additional things you can do in September and October in a safe way if you're vaccinated. They're opportunities we're exploring currently, but of course that's also contingent on us making sure that this doesn't take off. Now that's why it's important for us to make sure in the next few days that we don't see the trend go the wrong way, that we continue to see a trend where case numbers are declining, not going up.
1 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine will arrive from Poland tonight. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says over 500,000 of the doses will be directed to 12 New South Wales local government areas. The supply is an addition to the 40 million Pfizer doses Australia has already secured. Polish Ambassador to Australia Michael Kolczyski told SBS Radio the decision was made because of the current Delta outbreak.
The decision to add Australia to the list was taken against the backdrop of current outbreak of Delta variant in the country. We hope it will support Australia's efforts to ramp up its vaccine rollout in this critical moment.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is urging people to follow the state's lockdown rules as COVID cases there continue to grow. 25 new locally acquired cases of coronavirus have been recorded, with 21 linked to existing clusters. 13 of the new cases were in the community for at least part of their infectious period. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is working closely with its allies and security partners as the situation in Afghanistan deteriorates. Afghan military defences are struggling to maintain control over territory increasingly seized by Taliban militants in recent weeks. The US is temporarily sending 3,000 extra troops to evacuate its citizens, while the UK is deploying 600 troops to help its nationals and local translators get out. Mr. Morrison says hundreds more Australians will be evacuated from the area.
The challenge of the peace and freedom of the people of Afghanistan, sadly, remain an unresolved issue, and we hope for the best for them. But the situation is very, very dire, and our focus now is to ensure that we can continue to support those who have aided us. We are ensuring, as I said already, that over 400 people have already been brought to Australia, as we've been working on this quite rapidly in recent months as the situation has continued to deteriorate.
Turning to sport, and former professional Australian rules footballer Adam Goods is encouraging Indigenous Australians to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Goods' message comes as authorities raise concerns about its rapid spread in Aboriginal communities, particularly in regional areas. In a video published by New South Wales Health, Adam Goods is shown getting vaccinated and says it's given him peace of mind.
To my Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander brothers and sisters, it's just as important for us to know the risks of COVID-19, but more importantly, the benefits of being vaccinated and the benefits to our mob in all of us going out there and getting that jab.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny and 24 degrees. In Adelaide, a possible shower and 15. A shower or two and 15 in Melbourne. Showers and becoming windy in Hobart, 10 degrees. Partly cloudy and 13 in Canberra. Sunny and 22 in Wollongong. Much the same for Sydney. Sunny and 23 in Newcastle. Mostly sunny and 25 in Brisbane. A shower or two and 27 degrees in Cairns. sunny and 35 degrees in Darwin. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.